It's the Daily Comedy News with your host, Mark Pyers. Join us for breaking headlines and all kinds of comedy shenanigans. Brought to you by The Beat Seat.
What else do we got in the news today? Usher says he witnessed pretty wild stuff while living at Diddy's mansion when he was only 14. What the fuck was he doing there at 14? Living in that, my kid is just turned 15. I wouldn't let him stay at Diddy's house. I wouldn't let him stay at some rap scumbag who killed Biggie and Tupac's house and his ex-wife, you know? That's what we know of to date. And that's why I think he's gonna be arrested. I'm just curious to see what you guys think. Will Diddy be arrested this week? We're doing an over-under here. Pete Rose is on, he's betting on that one. So Shohei Ohtani. Usher said he was exposed to some crazy and pretty wild stuff. Pretty wild stuff, yeah. When he lived at rapper Sean Diddy Combs' New York mansion at the age of 14, that's right, mom and dad did a great job there. Sure, here you go, Usher. Go hang out with Diddy. He's smoking crack. I don't know if he smoked crack, but he got his tongue in some boy's crack. And it may have been Usher's. We're not really sure. We're going to get to it. It's in the story right here, guys. Don't go anywhere. On Monday, several Homeland Security agents and law enforcement officials stormed the embattled music mogul's Homely Hills house, Miami Mansions, as part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. Don't know what I could say, you know, before they're like, you can't talk, you can't say the word. There's traffic outside, and you throw an ing at the end. I don't know what you could say anymore, because So anyway, guys, the law enforcement actions is part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami. Guys, they have HSIs everywhere, you know, just like the deep underground bunkers. You guys know about those, right? Homeland Security told us weekly in a statement shortly after the raids took place, we will provide further information as it becomes available. Well, what the freaking heck? That's what the news story says here. We'll provide further information when we have it. Well, we know you raided the dude. They raided someone who had documents, but didn't raid another person who had documents. So who knows? They do things for their own crazy reasons. Anyway, let's see. Usher, who resided with Diddy in the spring of 1994, told Stern, that's Howard Stern. Record executive L.A. Reid's idea to have him move into the star's home to see the lifestyle. Look, Usher, I got an idea. You're a cold 14, right? I think you should grab some things. A couple pairs of socks, some boxers. You may not need those. You throw them in a bag, right? Then you head over to P. Diddy's house. Just hear me out. You do the bang, biggity, boo. You understand the lifestyle. You know, you just live all direction. Whatever Diddy says, you do. All right. No questions, Usher. No questions asked. Now Usher's in there. He's like, what the? I'm 14. Diddy's place was filled with chicks and orgying nonstop, Usher replied. I got a chance to see some things. I didn't know if I could indulge and even understand what I was looking at. Like, Diddy was behind some dude, right? He's doing the old rusty trombone routine. It was pretty wild, Usher said. It was crazy. There were very curious things taking place, you know? I didn't know a pee-pee was supposed to go in that. Guys, he was 14! Usher! It's not right. He was asked whether he would send his own children to the Puffy Flavor Camp. And he swiftly responded, hell no. Are you kidding me? Eat me, Usher? Send my kids to go to P. Diddy, Puff Daddy's, bang, biggity, boo in it? No, I'm sorry. I would never do that.
Your parents did what? That.
Yeah, no, my parents suck. That's what Usher's saying. 2004, the Yeah singer, yeah. I love that freaking song, by the way, when freaking Lil Jon comes out and everything, okay! You're like, that's ridiculous. Let's give him a couple mil bucks and an album to go back on that album and go, okay! You're like, he's got it, guys, you know? Sometimes he's got it. Thursday morning, yeah, It's the morning show. It's Christopher Walken. You talk. The morning talk. You do the comedy news. You're there. You find Diddy playing with Usher. 14. He's 14 years old. Yo. You're there at the party. Alizé. Cristal. You see Diddy. He got his hands in the dong of Usher. Oh, what's going on, Usher? Your mom and dad, they send you here? Oh. You got to give him a call. Hold on. Imagine Walken calling up mom and dad from the party. Whoa, Skip. It's Christopher Walken. I'm at a party. Your son, he's got his tongue. Diddy ass. No, the asshole. Oh, come on down. I'm going to keep my eye on him.
Look, there's a lot of debaucherous activity here.
Bring your Glock. What? No, his hand's on the... Sometimes when Christopher Walken shows up. Was Walken involved? Yes. Silent Serenity. Yes, Christopher Walken was at that party that night. Wow, Diddy, I need more cowbell. I'm here at the party. Diddy, Usher, 14, there, play with the dong. I gotta have more cowbell, right? Like, that's where the scene came from. They were like, hey, let's do that at SNL. That was pretty funny when Diddy was banging it out with Usher and Walken was there doing a cowbell bit. You guys remember that? Hey, let's write it up. Hold on, I'm up. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Christopher Walken. He's going to come out and do the same thing he did at that party when Usher and Diddy were, you know, banging it out. And he's going to do, you know, hey, guys, we need more cowbell while Diddy's playing with more cowballs, right? We remember that one. And then at the end of it, Walken says he needs more, right? Isn't that funny? Because he did that at the party. Wow.
Sometimes you need more cowbell. You're there at the party. You see Usher. You got a mouthful of what?
Christopher Walken. He's really on the edge today, guys. Sometimes, you know. Of course, she's on the edge. She's gonna do Zoolander style. Right? Gonna go out and check it out. Baba Ganoush, Usher. But he had the dong of Diddy back in 14, which I think it was 04. I'm sorry, not 14. Anyway, Diddy was spotted at a Miami airport just hours after Homeland Security raids on his mansion took place. Now, we're getting into another part of this story here where they actually grounded his jet, or they at least stopped him from leaving. And I think that's a good idea because this scumbag trying to take off. It made me realize they really know where everybody is. They're like, oh, okay, he's pinging from here. They sent a couple F-16s out there. All of a sudden, grounded, you know, scumbag McGee. And I'm hoping that they don't let him out of their sight because this guy has a lot of money and they have a lot of contacts. And there's a lot they're saying that apparently there was a broad day red rum, I guess I could say. If you've seen the movie Shining, you know what that means. There was a broad midday red rum and people freaked out. And nobody found out. They lied. The police were involved in this. There was a whole cover-up. And again, this is speculation, but this is the report and one of the reasons why he was raided. But there's also a lot of other, I mean, I've always felt like Biggie and Tupac were his responsibility. And not only his responsibility, but his call. He was like, yo, check it out. Yeah, no, I'm just here with a couple of little boys right now. It's Diddy, right? Puff Daddy, you know. Look, you got to get rid of Tupac. He's making me look bad because he's got talent and I don't. Yeah, no, just get rid of him. Whatever, I don't give a crap. Just make it look like it's an accident or like it's some sort of gang activity, whatever. Yeah, no, 500K. Yeah. Diddy out. A couple months later. Yo, remember that thing you did for me for Tupac? Man, that guy sucked. He was so good that he sucked, you know? Because I got no talent at all, like literally. I got like nothing. I could open up a door with the keys so then people could go in there and use their talent and then I capitalize on their talent. That's what I do, you know. But listen, Biggie, I need you to shoot the freaking hell out of him, you know, because he's too good. I can't, you know. I got to take all of his work and then capitalize on the work. The world would be like, oh, we miss Biggie. But F him, because he's too good. He's making me look bad. You know, Kim and I are going out for dinner tonight. Just take care of it, all right? I don't care how you do it, you know. Just don't, like, if I happen to be with him, just make sure you don't shoot me, okay? Yeah, no, I'll be in the back seat, like, hiding behind seven people. That's right. Yep. No, I'm the worst. I literally have zero talent, like negative talent. And so what I need to do is just destroy everybody around me that has talent and then touch the ones that are like able and willing. Yeah, Usher's here. He just arrived. Yeah, I gotta go. Just take care of that thing, you know. Biggie, remember when it's such a good song. We gotta stop him. Yeah, that's right. Diddy out. I changed from Puff Daddy and now I'm Diddy. Remember that whole murder thing I was trying to get away? Yeah, that's why. Anyway, yeah, I gotta go. I'm in the middle of a live broadcast here. Diddy, Usher's in the back room. Yep, gotta go. You know, sometimes when you're in the middle of recreating the actual phone call that took place for Diddy when he was in the process with Usher. Learned a lot that year, 14. Just go live with a superstar rap scumbag murderer. Kid toucha, you know, and do it. And go in there and have a good time. L.A. Reid. What's L.A. Reid doing these days? Where the hell, how is he not in jail? Like grooming? Talk about grooming. Hey, Usher, just a thought. Why don't you go move in with Diddy? You're 14. Dude, you can do what you want, man. You know, you just sign off. You're like, Mom and Dad, I'm doing it. You don't know anything. Diddy's a cool guy. He likes girls. I don't care who he likes. Just the whole other, like, you're an artist. Come here to my house. Take off your clothes thing. Scumbag. This is a Weinstein deal. Sean Weinstein Combs. Except he's not doing it with pretty young ladies. He's doing it with talented young men. Maybe some ladies, I don't know, but definitely talented young men, like artists. Usher. Oh, I saw some wild things. Yeah, I'm sure you did. Like, was it go left or right? What are we talking about here? You know. You guys, right? You're wondering. You're like, Usher has inside intimate knowledge as to what the donger looks like. Oh, goodness. Virginia, leisure number 7. Barella, Chris Donaldson. Oh, goodness. It's great to see you guys here. And of course, I'm out of my mind. Kill it and grill it. Over here on TikTok, Yudi Perez, Silent Serenity, thank you for staying with me. Spence, Beto, you did a great job running for president last time. You should have kept with it, especially when you pretended that you were from Spain or Mexico. You're like Hilaria Baldwin's uncle or something, right? She's hilarious. Guys, if you missed it, I did the roast of Hilaria Baldwin on my YouTube channel. That's just nuts. We did the roast of Megan Fox last week and Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, Crypt Keeper. That one's up on YouTube as well. Tons of roasts I've been doing here. I realize I troll the freaking hell out of everybody. I'm trolling the hell out of Diddy today and Usher. And no offense, I love you guys. I mean, I have no problem with Usher. He's a great artist. I think that he's a talented guy. I think that it's very unfortunate that his parents sent him while he was 14 years old to live with this scumbag piece of garbage. You know what I mean? Like, you're here and now you have this guy and you're hearing all these horrible things about what he's done. And you're thinking to yourself, yeah, I sent my kid into that house when he was 14. Like, I was like, that's fine. Diddy, we can trust him, you know? So, Usher, I feel bad for you, even though you could listen. You could have millions of dollars in the bank. You could have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. But if you had to put the dong of Diddy in your mouth at some point in order to get there, I don't know how you wake up without thinking about that every single day of your life. You know, if you had to live with Diddy at 14 and follow the ruler and whatever he said goes, you know what I mean? Including you doing things that you'd never do, like he said about his kids. Would you put your kids in that scenario at the Diddy flavor camp? Hell no. Usher said hell no, because this guy, you're going to hear about some debaucherous stuff when all that starts coming out. Now, I heard another one. I don't know if this is true, but that somebody else that worked for him is telling another. I mean, there's all these people now coming out of the woodwork, and that's what happens. A lot of times it's not real, but there are usually people who are very close to the man, and they start speaking, and they're like, yeah, I was at this party, and I was like, what the f*** is this? And then, like, I got that look from Diddy that was like, if you ain't in, you better shut your mouth or we're going to shoot you like we did Biggie and Tupac, you know? And I just was like, I'm not going to say anything because I know I don't want to go down like Biggie, you know, because of, the, you know, Diddy having zero talent and being jealous, you know? Still, he has zero talent to date, you know? Every breath I take. Yeah, I stole a song from a Sting because I can't write a freaking thing myself. I freaking suck. Yeah, we know. We know. Yeah, I remixed Biggie's stuff and now I'm taking credit for all the money going into my bank account. Yeah, we heard about it. Started a record label, still have zero talent. Yeah, we got it. Thanks, Diddy. All over that track. You know, I think you could actually go platinum on that one. I got zero talent. My name is Diddy. I'd buy it. You know, I'm going out to iTunes right now to get a copy. Diddy. Honestly, I don't know anything else besides that stupid Every Breath I Take, which is a Sting, it's an awesome song by Sting. Like, you can't take a song by Sting and be like, I wonder if I can make a hit out of it. You know what, I'm going to take a Thriller, and I'm going to see if I can make a hit out of it. I don't know. It's like stupid. You took one of the greatest songs ever and you're like, okay, I'm going to just cut it and we'll see if we can make it a good song. You took the best thing, Every Breath. Like, and then you're like, I wonder if it's going to be good. Okay, let's hear your other stuff. My name is Diddy. I freaking suck. Yeah, that is about right. You know? Okay, terrible rapper. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm hot. I like boys and like pretend I don't. Usher is over right now, guys. We're doing this track together. Yeah. Okay. Friggin' Little John all of a sudden, he's part of the suit. Just wait. You know it's coming, right? Little John comes out. They're like, Little John, do you want to be a part of the class action suit against Sean P. Diddy Combs? Okay. We got a class action suit and we got a jam too. We're doing it. You know, I'll lay down the beat. I got the beat seat over here, the only drum in the world for guitar players. I'm not sitting on it today, I'm in my chair, but we're writing a song for Diddy, Usher, and Lil Jon. That okay, you know, there's something about it. It could peel the paint off of an old Buick, you know. Anyway, guys, his ex-girlfriend Cassie, he didn't murder her, as far as we know at this point. He dated her on and off from 2007 to 2018. No, she's still alive, I think. Accused him of, you know, how do we say this? You know, he's being accused of doing the old Jack the Ripper. You know what I mean? And repeatedly essaying her girlfriend, essaying the girlfriend. I do have to ask a question. Why are you still girlfriend? If it happens once at all, why are you still girlfriend from 2007 to 2018? So this one, I think you throw out the freaking window. I'm sorry. I mean, who the freaking hell stays with a guy for 11 years and is like,
yeah, he essayed me and he took advantage of me and he held my arms down and wouldn't let me get away while he banged Usher.
You know, like, who does that? Cassie's doing it, right? Cassandra Ventura. One day after the suit made headlines, the pair announced that they had reached a settlement. Guys, it's gonna be... I cannot wait to drop this comedy news story on YouTube. Every comedy news story I ever release on TikTok, on YouTube, on X, on Rumble, they all happen here live every single morning. You should be here for it like you are now, because they're all ridiculous. They're all insane. I live here in the moment, and I allow these moments to kind of just become something. This has just been nuts. Cassie's lawsuit, multiple people have come forward also accusing Diddy of SA. You know, the driver that night, remember? It's a rough night for that guy. It is unclear if there is a connection between their allegations and the raids on Diddy's homes. I would say most likely. Look at this. Diddy's house raids are unprecedented ambush and a witch hunt, says the rapper's lawyers. He's probably got something on that lawyer. You know what I mean? Like he had the lawyer over one night to hang out. You know what I mean? Like to sign a doc. He's like, hey, come on, Skip. Come and sit down over here. Let's have a conversation. And he's like, oh, where? Over here in the hot tub? Yeah, come on in. The water's warm. Skip's like, I didn't bring a bathing suit. He's like, you don't need it. I'm Diddy. You know, come on in. You see, I like women. I got kids, you know, Jennifer Lopez. I was banging out with J-Lo. Like, what are you talking about? Take the clothes off. I'll look away. Oh, Diddy. You did it again, didn't you? Gosh almighty, what's this medallion he's wearing? Guys, you gotta head to X, Rumble, or YouTube. You can see the story over my shoulder, see all this. That's where I read these stories, and we scroll together, and you can see where I deviate and kind of create some comedy. Sean Diddy, Pity Diddy. What is his name these days? Scumbag? Was that Joanne? Is that what they're calling him?
Wayne.
Joanne! Stop the wheezing. Properties attached to the music mogul in Los Angeles and Miami were searched by Homeland Security investigations agents on Monday. An investigation being run by federal authorities in New York. The search came amid several ongoing SA misconduct lawsuits that are being filed against Combs in the recent month, including this guy, one of his producers. So I think we've had enough of this story, honestly. So Cassie Ventura, she's a U.S. singer, claimed that they had this issue and that he violently, guys, he was violent. And he did the bang biggity boo to her when she didn't want it, didn't ask for it. And then she dated him for 11 years.
Thank you for watching.
Please hit the like on the way out the door. Leave a comment and share. I'm live at 9 a.m. and after 9 p.m. So join us. This is the Mark Inspire Show.